Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
This is WBUR's Morning Edition. Good morning. I'm Jack Lepiarz. More than 30,000 people competed in the 121st Boston Marathon yesterday. The men's and women's winners were a pair of Kenyans, Geoffrey Kirui for the men, Edna Kiplagat for the women. Other competitors may have been also Rans, but as WBUR's Bruce Gellerman reports, all were winners.
They ran and rolled their way down Com Ave, turned right on Hereford Street, onto Boylston, and into history. This was Meb Keflezighi's last Boston Marathon. He won in 2014, the year after the bombings, the first American male runner in 31 years to come in first. Yesterday at the finish line, he stopped and then ran towards the crowd lining the street and kissed the hands of Denise and Bill Richard, whose 8-year-old son Martin died that day.
As soon as I saw the crowd, at one point you break down, and that's what happened. And I went out on the left side and came back, and that's when it hit me.
Possibly the emotion and certainly the heat of the day took a toll on Keflezighi. He finished 13th in the men's division.
I was trying to go for the top 10, but my body's hurting pretty bad. I gave all that I had. I couldn't have gone any faster.
Runners from 99 countries qualified for Boston this year. Hojo Trimmer from a town just outside of London ran the 26.2-mile course in 2 hours, 39 minutes. He was hoping to do better.
It's a very tough course. I never realized running downhill was so hard.
You mean coming out of Heartbreak Hill?
No, before that. From the start, running downhill takes out your quads. Very tough.
This was also the first Boston Marathon for Dimitrios Mylonas. He finished under 3 hours. Mylonas emigrated from Greece and now lives in Vancouver, British Columbia.
It's really special for me as well to run the marathon because the marathon was born in Greece, and it was really special to run the oldest marathon of the modern times here in Boston. So I feel twice as privileged as I could be. And ευχαριστώ πάρα πολύ και να είστε όλοι καλά και ελπίζω να τρέχετε και να τρέξετε το μαραθώνιο της Βοστόνης μια φορά. Thank you.
What does that mean?
I said, I hope everybody is doing well, and if you run, I hope you can run Boston Marathon at least once in your life.
Six in a row. So every other year I break three, it seems.
This time, Sean Nyhan of Charleston broke 3 hours with 11 seconds to spare.
Just keep on walking.
This was the ninth time Heather Schultz of Orlando ran Boston, and even though she's from Florida, the heat got to her.
I felt like I was in a convection oven, to be honest, because, you know, it was like kind of windy, but it was also hot. So, yeah, I feel awesome because it's over, and I can finally have a beer.
You can see it in their face. They've had to work hard out there.
Army PFC Ryan McDermott of Quincy marched the race in combat boots and camouflage uniform.
It was brutal. I've done this before for the Jimmy Fun Walk, but marching it in boots versus walking in shoes, completely different.
Yeah, it took us 6 hours, like a little bit more than 6 hours.
Sergeant Alexei Izachenko from Quincy joined the Army 10 years ago. He's originally from Russia.
It was incredible. You know, the people, they cheer. I felt like I'm flying, you know? It's a very, very great event.
For hours, they passed the finish line, where volunteers handed them bottles of water, flimsy foil wraps to stay warm, and a Boston Marathon medal. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Bruce Gellerman.